Look at your neighbor and tell him, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. Now, if you would turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 10. My subject this morning, the five kings, the five kings. There are five kings, and they are all faith killers, and you must defeat these five kings if you're going to live a life of victory, and it's up to you to do it. But I'm going to give you some help today. I'm going to preach the word about these five kings. Our God is a God who is able to do the impossible. We've just heard some great testimonies. But not only is he able to do the impossible, but he has anointed us to do the impossible. Hallelujah. God said you are anointed. The devil will tell you that you are not any good, but God says you are blessed. He said, my favor is on you for a lifetime. And God has a word for you today. These five kings must be defeated, but before we are able to do the impossible, there are five kings you must overcome. There are some things that you must understand about faith. I'm going to just give you a few little pointers here. There are some laws that regulate the realm of faith, and I preached on those laws. It takes the God-given faith to obtain the God-given promises. But you were saved by God-given faith, and God has given to each of us the measure of faith, those that are born again. So it takes the God-given faith to obtain the God-given promises. Not everyone in the church has the same degree of faith. Would you agree with that? Not everyone has the same degree of faith, so we're all on a faith journey. And the same person does not always have the same degree of faith. There are times that my faith is just so much keener. I have to feed my faith, and I have to starve my doubts. I like the way Lester Sumrall said. He said, feed your faith, starve your doubts to death. Let them die in Jesus' name. And so the same person does not always have the same degree of faith. And the measure of your faith always determines the measure of the power and the blessings of your life. So I'm sure that every one of us in this place, we want our faith to grow. Faith grows through prayer. Faith grows through fellowship with God. Faith grows as you feed upon the Word of God. Faith grows as you hear the anointed preaching of God. You can stir up your gifts. You can pray in the Holy Ghost and build yourself up on your most holy faith. Yet there are some mountains that you can never move except by prayer and fasting, and the Scriptures tell us that. But no matter where you are in your walk of faith, there are five kings that you must defeat to obtain the promises of God. Let me say that again. There are five kings that you must defeat in order to obtain the promises of God. We're reading from Joshua 10, verse 24, the five kings. Here they are. It came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua that Joshua called all the men of Israel and said unto the captain of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet on the neck of these kings. Do you see that? The devil belongs under your feet. Put your feet. He doesn't belong in your head, doesn't belong in your back, doesn't belong in your finances, doesn't belong in your family. Come near, put your feet upon the neck of these kings. And as they came near and put their feet on the neck of them. And look at verse 25 now. I want you to notice this. And Joshua said unto them, fear not. Fear will try to destroy your faith. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and be of good courage. I want you to note this right here. Look at the latter part of this verse. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. If you will put your feet on that devil, let me tell you something. Look at what the Scripture said. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. Now, the Lord spoke this to me. I did not see this till I went back and I was going over my sermon notes and I saw this. For the Lord shall do to all your enemies against whom you fight. If you'll put your foot upon him, hallelujah. And afterwards, Joshua smote them and slew them. You know when he smote them is after the men put their feet on those five kings. You got to put your foot down and say, praise God, watch me, devil. I'm going to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Afterwards, Joshua smote them, slew them, and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. My subject, the five kings. There are five faith killers that you must defeat. Father, we just praise you in the name of Jesus that we're more than conquerors. We thank you that you always cause us to triumph. You said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You said, no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. You said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We praise you for rising faith. We praise you for victory. We praise you, Lord, that there are no limitations to what you can do, and there are no limitations to what we can do through Christ. So we set the captive free this morning. We break every chain. Depression, you must go. Financial squeeze, you loose your hold right now. Sickness and disease, loose your hold. I release joy in the place of sadness. I release peace where there's turmoil. I release God's anointing and God's glory to flow into your life. God said, if you'll come to my house, the blessings in my house will flow back to your house. So, God, we just thank you for it. And the church said, in Jesus' name, amen. My subject, five kings. The Bible says there were five kings who had stopped God's people from entering the promised land. This is in the Old Testament, Joshua. They're trying to break through to the promised land. But there were five kings who had stopped God's people from entering the promised land. These kings, they fled from the battlefield. Somebody was fighting them. They got afraid. The kings, they fled from the battlefield. And they were later found hiding in a cave. And Joshua said, bring them out of the darkness into the light. The devil will fight you in darkness, but you bring him into the light. He cannot take the light. He cannot take the light of God's word. And Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus said, you are to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Joshua said, bring them out of the darkness into the light. They are hiding in darkness and they are keeping us in defeat. And Joshua said, drag them out of that cave, subdue them, and put your feet on the necks of those five kings. Then Joshua slew them, and Joshua hanged them on five trees. Joshua told his men, he said, fear not, nor be dismayed. So I'm talking to you this morning. And Joshua said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Fear is the dark room where you develop your negatives. You ever know how people, they get used to, that's how they did. We got smartphones now, and boom, that's just instant. But you used to have to take that film into a dark room, and the dark room was where you develop your negatives, okay? But faith can operate in the place of your negatives, if you will allow it. Don't let your negatives overcome you. Let the goodness of God and the mercy of God. So Joshua said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. I love this. For the Lord shall do to all your enemies against whom you fight. I like that. You know, as you use your faith, the Lord is going to fight your battles. That's why the Bible says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So today, if you're facing a great obstacle, if there's great opposition coming against you, do not be afraid. Your God will fight for you. It's right there in the scriptures. But if you're going to win the battles of life, then you're going to have to get victory over these five kings I'm going to talk about. So when it comes to faith, what do these five kings represent? I believe they represent the five senses. Because if you're going to win the fight of faith, you will have to defeat these five kings. The five senses, they are faith killers. And you better believe it. They lurk in the darkness, trying to keep you from obtaining the promises of God. What you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you taste, and what you smell, they are faith killers. The Bible doesn't say that if you can explain the scriptures, all things are possible to them that explain it. The Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. There are a lot of people that are versed in the scriptures, but they don't have the faith they should have. Because they just got a head knowledge and not a heart knowledge. So I preach to target your heart. Hallelujah. I say, God, I can touch their head, but only you can touch their heart. And I believe if I get up and preach the word of faith, that faith will enter the hearts, that miracles and signs and wonders will occur. See, God links our inability with his unlimited ability. Let me say that. God links our inability with his unlimited ability. The Bible says all things are yours and ye are Christ and Christ is God's. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith wins the victory, and it takes the God-given faith to obtain the God-given promises. That's why you must hear Holy Ghost preaching. Paul said it is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. I tell you, my assignment is to preach faith into your heart. I got to preach it into my heart first, but I love to praise him. I found out, praise God, that praise is a weapon. And if I'll just use my weapons that God has given me, I can come forth more than a conqueror. Then I can get up here and preach the word of God and watch God show off and signs and wonders take place. Go on, praise God, because you're sitting in the house of God, and God, hallelujah, is moving in a great way. If you will allow them to, the five senses will talk you out of the promises of God. Let me say that again. If you will allow them to, your five senses will talk you out of the promises of God. And so we've got to learn to do what we've got to learn to do is put our foot on these five senses, hallelujah, and say, you're not going to steal from me what I know God's word has already promised to me. I got up off the floor last Sunday night. I took a spill, but look at me now. Oh, I've been careful, and I've been working on this thing. I had a huge bruise, and it's just about gone. But the first thing I thought about when I got off of that floor, I said, praise God, nothing's broken. He'll give his angels charge concerning you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Hallelujah. And God lifted me up. My wife is walking. Praise God. My daughter's walking. Look at the people that were walking in here. God gives his angels. Are they not all ministering spirits, flames of fire, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? Right beyond the realm of what you can see, there's another realm. It's the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And if you tap into that, you can get some great resources from God. Go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the first sense I want to deal with is the sense of smell. Now, when they threw those three Hebrew children into the fiery furnace, the Bible said there was not even the smell of smoke on them. You got that point number one? The first king, that is, we have to deal with is smell. In other words, they went through their circumstances where they should have gotten burned and smell like smoke, and they came out without the smell of smoke. That's a miracle right there. See, the first thing you have to do is get your foot and your feet on the sense of smell. God does not want you to go through a fiery trial and smell like it for the rest of your life. I said, God does not want you to go through a fiery trial and smell like it for the rest of your life. Have you ever met people like that? They've been through a fiery trial, and every time you get around them, that's all they talk about, and they complain about it. Maybe they got burned in a business deal or in a relationship, or maybe they got burned in the church by some hypocrite that wasn't living right. Because I'll tell you something, if you got the Holy Ghost and if you got the Spirit of Christ in you, if you wound somebody's spirit and the Holy Ghost, he will tell you the first thing you need to do is go to them and tell them, I'm sorry, I spoke too quickly, forgive me. See, God, a hypocrite, he can get away with it. But you can't get away with it. Christ, Zoe. God has given to Jesus to have Zoe. And Jesus, the eternal life, the life of God. Jesus said, I am come that you might have Zoe and have it more abundantly. So go and praise God. You got the love of God in your heart. Hallelujah. And you don't have the smell of religion on you either. My Lord. See, if you're going to get victory, you'll have to fight through this thing. You'll have to get victory over everything you have been through. You know, I thought about it. I don't want to smell like everything I've been through. My God, do you? That's why the priests in the Old Testament, they had to burn incense. Because in ministry, if you're not careful, you will take home the smell of ministry. How many involved in ministry? And you know that thing will follow you home. The smell will. Can you imagine how those priests smell in the Old Testament with all that blood and all those animals and all the problems they had to deal with? See, if you're going through some things in ministry, you know, you just have to refuse that smell. Don't let it get a hold of you. They would go home, and they would burn incense before they went home. They didn't want that stinking smell on them. I don't want the smell of ministry on me. That's why I praise them. Hallelujah. See, I can pray for you because I refuse to have the smell of ministry on me. I can be free. I can help you with your problems, and you can help me with mine. But you don't need to smell like what you've been through. You need to smell like Jesus wants you. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the altogether lovely one. He's sweeter than a thousand springtimes pressed into one single rose garden. Go on and praise him. Jesus in me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in me. Hallelujah. Now, do you remember in John chapter 11, the Bible says that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus went to the tomb and he said, roll the stone away. And they said, no, Lord, by now he stinks. That was a statement of unbelief because Jesus had already said, remove the stone. What Jesus was saying is, if it stinks, I still want you to believe. Hallelujah. He told Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Maybe your marriage stinks, but still believe. Maybe your finances stink right now, but still believe. Maybe your children are giving you a fit, but still believe, because our God is able. Put Ephesians 3 and 20 up. Ephesians 3 and 20. I want you to see this. Now, our God is able. How able is our God? Ephesians 3 and 20. Ephesians 3 and 20. Now, unto him that is able. Now, unto him that is able, that is, to do exceeding. You see that? Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. How? According to the power working in you. That's your faith. So turn your faith loose. Defeat these five kings. Praise God. And you can get great things from God. Hallelujah. Look at what Paul said in Hebrews 4 and 12. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached to them did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to turn your faith loose. Hallelujah. See, this nation, they had wandered in the wilderness that come out of Egyptian bondage, and they wandered for 40 years. They never entered the promised land simply because of their doubt and unbelief. But there were two men there. Hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb. Joshua. They believed. Caleb believed, the mountain man. Hallelujah. He said, give me my mountain. 85 years of age. And guess what? There were some desert babies that were born there. They got a hold of the faith that was in Joshua and Caleb. Get a hold of faith. Praise God. Tag yourself to somebody that's got faith. Pray with people that got faith. These desert babies, they went into the promised land along with Joshua and Caleb. All they knew was God was their Jehovah Jireh. They just knew that there was a cloud by day and a fire by night. They just knew that they had designer clothes they wouldn't even wear out. Woo! Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Glory to God. God flew in quail. God sent manna. Whatever they need, God did it. Look back over your life. Hasn't God been good to you? Go on, praise him. Get rid of the religious smell that tries to attack your life. Hallelujah. Now, the second sense that we've got to put our foot on is the sense of feel. The sense of feel. What we touch, what we feel. The touch of feel can be an enemy to faith. You remember the story of Isaac? He was on his deathbed and he's gone blind now. And Jacob comes in and he puts some goat hair on his arms. And when he went in, his daddy said, who is it? Jacob said, it's me, daddy. It's your oldest son, Esau. You're supposed to give the first blessing, the great blessing, to Esau. It's me, your son Esau. And Isaac said, come near and let me feel you. And then he said, you sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau. So he decided to go on his feelings instead of going on to what he was hearing. And he gave the blessing to the wrong son. And the point is simply this. If you go by your feelings, if we go by what we feel instead of what we hear from the Word of God, we will miss it every time. Can you imagine Noah? He's out there on the boat, and everything is thinking. All those animals shut up in there, and that boat is rocking and swaying. And somebody says, how do you feel, Noah? He's nauseated from all that smell, from the boat rocking back and forth. He said, I'm not going by my feelings. I'm going by what I heard. God said, stay in the boat. Hallelujah. And if you'll stay in the boat, you can make it. Stay in the boat. Come to church every time you can. Hear the word of God. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Watch God work. Hallelujah. He's a heavyweight. He'll throw his weight around and he'll win your battles. Go and praise God for your breakthrough. The spirit of limitation is being broken. Hallelujah. What you feel will mess you up. Sometimes you get your feelings hurt in church. I didn't get the recognition I deserved. I don't know why they didn't let me sing on the praise team. Maybe you can't hear a tune. I don't know why they didn't choose me for this ministry, that ministry. I don't know why you overlooked me. Don't go by that. Do you know that the animals on Noah's Ark, some of them, they were natural predators? They were. But you don't hear of one fight breaking out, and do you know why? They all knew that there was only one boat. Woo! And they were in the middle of a storm. And church, there's only one boat. And we're in this thing together. And we cannot afford to be fussing and fuming with one another. The gifts of the Spirit, they flow on faith, unity, and love. Praise God. This is a loving church. This is a growing church bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Get into it. Get over your feelings. Get over what you see and thought in the past. Praise God. It's a new day. God is more concerned about your future than he is your past and your somebody did me wrong song. Jesus did you right. So get over your past. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Go on, praise God. Glory to God. We cannot allow our feelings to stop us from doing what God has called us to do. So if you have your feelings hurt, you got to put your foot on the neck of those feelings. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Don't let your happiness be in somebody else's head. Let your happiness be in Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to live a life of defeat. God says, if you will serve me, he said, you shall see my goodness and my mercy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the stuff you'll ever need. It will be added unto you. The third king you must put your foot on is what you see. What you see will talk you out of what God has promised. I'll say that again. What you see, it will talk you out of what God has promised. See, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And when Elisha was surrounded by the Assyrian soldiers, he told his servant Gehazi, walk out there, look at that enemy is on the hills, and tell me what you see. And when he looked at that, he saw the enemy's chariots. He saw the enemy's soldier, and they were surrounded. I mean, they were surrounded by the enemy. He walked right back into the house, and he said, man of God, what are we going to do? Why, they have got us surrounded. And the prophet prayed. He said, Lord, and that's what I'm praying this morning, Lord, open his eyes. Open their eyes, Lord. He walked right back outside, lifted up his eyes, and he saw chariots of fire with angels coming down. Glory to God. See, that's our problem. Sometimes we only look at ground level, but we need to do what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer that foot to be moved. Put it on the enemy's neck. Praise God. Put him under your feet where he belongs. And God said, if you'll do that, then I'll defeat that enemy for you. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. I want you to look at Joshua 10:25 again. Look that up, Joshua 10:25. I'll give you a moment to put it back up. Joshua said unto them, look at this. This is the word of God to you today. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Put your feet on these five senses and said, what God has promised, God is able to perform. I'm going to give God something to work with. I'm going to release my faith. Glory to God. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith and your faith can win the battles of life. Go on and praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm saying when you get a bad report or bad x-ray, when you're facing an impossible situation. You cannot allow what you feel and what you smell and what you see. You cannot allow that to talk you out of the promises of God. Ultimately, God has promised you victory in your life. You may go through the fire, you may go through the flood, but ultimately, God has planned no defeat for his children. I said, God has planned no defeat. You might have to walk through it, but yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup, woo, runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy, woo, glory, shakabaranda, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because God planned it. God planned our victory. Heaven belongs to us, and you can make it through the journey of life. Go on, praise him, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what you're seeing today, but you got to get beyond that problem. I'll tell you that. You don't have to see all the things around you with the eye, the natural carnal eye. If you will focus on the promises of God, the word of God is more real than your faith. Peter's on the mountaintop, and he saw Jesus transfigured. He saw all the great miracles that Jesus did. And Peter, he saw him open blind eyes, and he saw the Lord raise the dead on three occasions. He saw deaf ears pop open. He saw him feed the multitudes on two occasions. He saw miracle after miracle. He said, but I want to tell you something. He's writing his epistle. He said, we have a more sure word. Hallelujah. Woo! Peter said, I want you to believe what I saw. I want you to believe what I said, because I saw it all, but I have a more sure word than what we saw while we were with the Master. Holy men of old spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of these promises. Get them deep into your spirit. They're all yes and amen. And when you say amen to them, you bring glory to God, and God steps on the scene. Holy men, we got a more sure word. It's the word of God. It's more sure than anything you're going through. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Focus on what God has promised. Amen. Number four, here's another king we must need to talk about, and that king is what you hear. Jesus said, be careful what you hear. We got people running from one church to the other. They hear all kind of stuff. You know, they got unbelief being taught to them all the time, and doubt, and God doesn't do this and God doesn't do that. I'll never forget when we were down at the coast, and I've told this story. I was out there with a buddy I was in the Marine Corps with. He was a Vietnam veteran, and we were just out there, and he's going to the seminary, one of the seminaries. I won't even call the organization. And, you know, we're talking about faith. He said, God doesn't do that anymore. I said, oh, really? He said, oh, no, they taught me in seminary, God doesn't do that anymore. I said, you need to spend about 1 week with me, and you will see miracles, and you will see signs, and you will see wonders. I said, God sends me into places like that, and you need to go into those places. Hallelujah. Be careful what you hear. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So here's some good sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 12:37. Now, Jesus is talking here, Matthew 12:37. Hallelujah. Look at that. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Your words carry power, and the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. So be sure you got God's word coming out of your mouth. Because by your words, we'll be justified before God. And by those words, you'll be condemned. The devil will condemn you. Jesus does not come to condemn. He came to seek and save that which was lost. But your words carry power. And you talk negative, you rehearse that negative, demon spirits will show up. And they will come against you and oppress you. If you talk God's word, God said, I want you to create me a throne zone. Hallelujah. He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. God said, I watch over my word to perform it. My Lord and my God, we need to be careful what we hear. We need to hear him who is able to do the impossible. We need to hear him who said, You're my child. Hallelujah. You need to hear him say, I'll not withhold any good thing from you. I'm bought you. You're bought with the precious blood. You're not your own. You're redeemed. You're redeemed spirit, soul, and body. My God, this thing will preach a thousand ways. Let me see how I'm doing. Hallelujah. Be careful what you hear. And you know, if you'll listen to what you hear in the natural, it will kill your faith. God has a seed time harvest principle. And if you sow your seed in faith, guess what? You will reap in plenty. If you listen to the economists, it sounds like everything's coming apart. But you got to hear another sound. Hallelujah. When there was a famine and a drought in the land and no rain to bring forth the crops, the prophet Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. See, you're not alone in your trials. You're not alone in your storm because Jesus Christ and our God, he is a waymaker. You ever heard that song? They down inside of me. One day the sun refused to shine in this dreary heart of mine. I cried both night and day that Jesus would make a way. Then Jesus heard my humble prayer. He answered me right then and there. One day he made a way for me. I said, Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. One day he made a way for me when my life was dark and dreary. Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Hallelujah. Go on, praise him. Didn't he make a way for you? Didn't he do it? Hallelujah. When it looked like there was no hope and your heart was dark and dreary and you needed salvation, you didn't go looking God. God came looking you. Hallelujah. And he saved you and he washed you from your sin. Oh, get that old sour look off your face. Get some joy. Praise God. Peter said, when you get the Holy Ghost, it's joy unspeakable and foshamaroshataya, full of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get your breakthrough. Get rid of that old hateful look some of you have at times. God is a provider, and some people just need to know that. It's not job Jireh provider. It's not bank Jireh provider. It's not the U.S. economy our provider. It's Jehovah Jireh, and he's still the provider because every good and perfect gift comes from our Father. He provided a covering for Adam and Eve at their worst. He provided manna for the children of Israel in the wilderness. He provided for Gideon. He only had an army of 300, but they defeated the Midianites. He provided for the prophet Elijah, and he was fed by a raven while he was down by the brook. He appeared to the prison at the prison door and opened the doors for Peter, and the church prayed, and God provided. Hallelujah. And he came out of that place. He appeared to the apostle Paul when he was in the storm of his life. An angel of the Lord came and said, be of good cheer, Paul. Said, you're going to make it. I come with good news today. Be of good cheer. You're going to make it. Some came, made it to the shore, some on boards and some on broken pieces. But every one of them made it. Hallelujah. Because there was one boat. And they stayed in the boat. I said, stay in the boat. Don't sit at home and watch us on live stream. My Lord and my God, get out here to where the anointing is. Come if you got to crawl, but get to the house of God where the anointing is flowing from person to person. We are a body. It might not even be my touch. It might be the touch of some saint sitting by the side of you that you never expected to get your miracle from. But God put a body together. You're part of the body. You're anointed. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got to be careful what you hear. I don't know what you hear. I hear the sound of the more abundant life. I hear the sound of God's favor because I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I hear the sound of healing. I hear the sound of blessings as God's people rise up serving our Lord. I hear the sound of revival. I hear the sound of church growth. I hear the sound of breakthroughs and no limitations. Hallelujah. I don't deny any of the facts that are going on. I know we live in a lukewarm Laodicean church age, but I hear another sound. God said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. I'll pour out the former rain and the latter rain in the same season. Hallelujah. I'm looking for greater than I've ever seen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm looking for God to come in great power. Prophet spoke into my life this morning. He said, you hadn't seen anything yet to what you're going to see. He said, you have not seen anything to what God is going to do as you minister the word of God. He said, they're coming, and they're coming with need, and God is going to supply that need. This church is alive. This church is well. Put our vision statement up there. We are a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. A loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Say it, church. We are a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Real faith never denies facts. It just demands a change. Hallelujah. And real faith comes from hearing the promises of God. Lastly, you've got to get victory over the fifth king. It is the king of taste. I thought about that one. I said, oh, Lord, I better be careful how I preach that one. But I'm not going in that direction. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a story about a pot of stew that was poisoned. And Elisha the prophet, he cast some meal into that pot. And then he said, pour out the stew that the people may eat. See, meal represents the bread, the word of God, the bread of life. Hallelujah. And every preacher and every prophet of God, he ought to preach the word of God. He ought to pour out the word of faith so that people may eat. Can you eat the word of God? Sure you can. Put Jeremiah 15:16 up there. Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Oh, you want your faith to grow? If I could eat it, I would. I eat it spiritually. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy, woo, and the rejoicing of my heart. My spirit man has got to have some word. I just got to feed on the word. Woo! That words were found, and I did eat them. And that word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Why, Jeremiah? For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now put John 15:16 up there. Hallelujah. John 15:16. I want to tell you why you can rejoice. When you came to the King Jesus, your life was broken. It was fragmented. But look at this. John 15:16. John, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And it goes on to say, whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, Jesus said, he will give it you. Turn your faith loose. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. See, that meal that he threw in that pot, it represents the word of God. So whatever is poison in your life, take some word and put it into it. If your marriage is poison, put some meal in that stew. If your children are not living right, start praying and reminding God of his promises. Hallelujah. We have a lot of pastors today. We have a lot of things going on. But we don't have a lot of wrestlers. Let me say that again. We have a lot of pastors preaching. But we don't have a lot of wrestlers. You're going to have to wrestle with God. You're going to have to wrestle with him until you get the word that he wants for his people. These things, they don't come just by a casual relationship. He said, ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. If there's anything I'm satisfied with in my Christian experience, is the fact I have never been satisfied. That's so much more to God. That's so much more God wants to do in our lives. Don't allow the circumstances of life to make you bitter. In the Marine Corps, they said, whatever doesn't kill me will make me better. Make me better. I added a little bit to that. Whatever doesn't kill me, it'll make me better. But I refuse to let it make me bitter. Hallelujah. I'm not going to eat out of that pot. Hallelujah. I found out something. Every Christian, they can have the resurrection power of Jesus. And they can have fellowship with him. But we've got to dethrone self, and we've got to enthrone Christ if we're going to know him. So today, I encourage you to put your feet on the neck of those five kings, the faith killers that would keep you from obtaining the promises of God. Our God is more than able, and his promises still stand. And my Bible says this, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. At the height of my business career, I got saved. And from that moment to this, the temporal things of this world, they have never meant very much to me. But I'll tell you one thing. I started seeking him, and he's added so much to my life, it astounds me. I tell my wife, I said, it's not even supposed to be like this. My life was broken and fragmented. Maybe you're there today. I can preach these things because I'm preaching out of an overflow. I found out that all these promises, they're yes. And in my darkest valleys, he's always been there. In my greatest trials, in my brokenness, in my disappointments, Jesus has been there. I feel Jesus in this place. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Bring your burdens to the Lord, church.
There is power in the name.
Come praise some people through the victory if you're living on the mountaintop. Glory.
There is power.
Hallelujah. Glory. The name Jesus, the exalted one. Come to this altar and bring your burdens to the Lord. Glory. Talk to your God. Hallelujah. Every chain. Glory.
There is power.
I hear the chains falling. Glory. I hear another sound. I hear chains falling. I hear another sound. I hear the sound of healing. Glory. I hear another sound. I hear the sound of abundance. I hear the sound of joy. The peace of God that passeth all understanding.
To break every chain.
Listen to the sound of God. Every chain being broken in Jesus' name. Glory.